Welcome back to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone, wrapping up some basketball and baseball talk, and we're going to talk some Olympics because I love the Olympics. That's all I got to say. I love, you know, USA and USA, but not even that.
America!
Oh, yeah, America!
I hate you to the punch. America.
America, but so I love that, but the thing that gets me excited about the Olympics is just watching the talent level of these athletes. You know, some of these athletes are so talented. And I say that because I've spent a lot of time watching figure skating. I can't do, you know, they've got these guys doing like triple axles and quads, you know, salchos or...
It's always gymnastics and figure skating that make me just, I don't believe that humans can do these things, and they just continue to impress me.
Yeah, and like...
The snowboarding jumps
I
get me.
I still don't know what the difference between a Lutz and a Selko is, but we'll get there.
It doesn't matter. They're still impressive either way.
Yeah, like I can't do half of that. No, but pairs figure skating is the best. Where like they do those throws and then they let I don't.
What is that move from the one with Will Ferrell in it?
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, what was it called? like the blade goes like close by his neck or whatever. What was that move called?
I don't know. I haven't seen Blades of Glory, but
I haven't seen it either.
But either way, obviously I'm excited. And I want to talk about this, but let's talk Olympic hockey first, just because I am an NHL fan and this is close to my heart. I've watched pretty much everyone so far.
Did you wake up at 6:30?
Oh, no. I mean, I had it on TiVo. I watched it.
Oh, you're on TiVo.
I skipped through. And
if you were a real fan, you would have woken up.
I had class, man.
You have class at 6:30.
I watched it.
I have class at 9, so I mean, I didn't want to, you know.
I watched it. What does that tell you?
Well, it was a golf clap for you then. But either way, yeah, like I said, the tournament's been kind of in full swing right now, and you know, some scores from yesterday and this morning, since like you're saying, Sweden beats the Czech Republic 4-2 last night. That's a game I watched in the middle of class, actually. But that's also because Phoenix Coyote Oliver Ekman-Larsson's on the Swedish team, and it's just so fun to watch. Sweden is probably my gold pick, but either way, moving on. Switzerland beats Latvia. The Swiss have a good team. Latvia, not so much, but either way, 1-0 Switzerland.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was
and then here's the morning games. So I think 3 a.m. is when they started, and that's when at 3 a.m. Finland played Austria. Finland, a lot of people have them as a dark horse pick to a medal, but Finland beats Austria 8-4. The other early morning games, this is the 6:30 games, Russia Slovenia and Slovakia USA, or as they say in Russian, Seisha A, but
wait,
that's neither here nor there.
That's how they say Slovakia.
That's how they say USA, Seisha A.
We have a Russian mind here, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you get that from? Okay.
But either way, Russia and Slovenia, Russia beats Slovenia 5-2, USA 7-1 over Slovakia. And I want to talk about that here in a bit, but just to kind of round out the games, this actually ended right before we got on air, but Canada-Norway. Canada beats Norway 3-1, which is a, you know, if you... The Canadian expectations, 3-1 is a very disappointing score against a team that isn't, you know, USA or Russia or Finland or Sweden.
They should have let loose.
Yeah, a lot of, and the shots, I guess, was like 38-20, so Canada on paper probably should have scored more than 3 goals, but still the fact that they didn't, and you know, like I said, you look at the Russians, you know, they scored 5-2, Finland 8-4, and USA 7-1. The fact that Canada kind of has just an average win. Canada.
Do you still want to import those Canadians now, Billy?
Yes, totally.
Well, especially
in basketball.
North. We love the Great White North. But either way, I kind of, obviously, we're Americans, so let's focus on the American angle.
You're American? What?
Not Russian.
No. But Slovakia, USA, as we have already said, USA won 7-1. And let me get real for you with a moment, guys. I read an article a couple days ago. Or not, well, as soon as this game happened, I get a little notification from Bleacher Report. And I could have a whole segment about Bleacher Report articles I hate. And even just ESPN and articles in general that I hate. But there was a article about this game that just rose something deep within me. And it said, it was why USA is a gold medal favorite after this game. And
of course. It's not the question about when we're going to win. It's where we're going to put our first place trophy, our gold medal.
Well,
you got to bite it first.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just me. I mean, looking at this roster, Slovakia is not that good of a team.
They have Chara.
They do have Chara, but that's it.
They have Chara. And
but no, so USA has is a full 25-man. Everyone on that roster is a star. Slovakia has maybe half that. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as talent disparity is concerned, Slovakia is not the same team USA is. But, yeah, like I said, I read this article, and it said that USA is a gold medal favorite after beating this team 7-1. They were supposed to beat this team 7-1, to be quite honest.
Right.
Canada would have beat this team 7-1. Russia would have beat this team 7-1. And I'm just sitting here thinking, so this your assertion... It's a much too soon reaction, I think, and just in my opinion, is that celebration from right now that you're seeing? Or
well, no, there's actually a video that I was just looking at of Team USA singing "Do or Die," and you can just see how pumped up they are. They're sitting in a circle and they got all their arms linked and they're just like getting so hyped. And I think
I suppose it's better than "Never Say Never" by Biebs, but
oh man, the mental image of that is frightening. But
I've heard James Van Riemsdyk has a nice yeah, he has a nice falsetto, I've heard. But,
yeah, but it's a good video. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. Just Google Team USA singing "Do or Die." It'll pop up. But you can just see how amped up they are. And I think they have this Olympic spirit to play it out.
Yeah, but either way, you know, this is obvious. You know, I kind of already mentioned it, but USA was already a gold medal pick, not a gold medal favorite, and this game doesn't put them in that conversation. That's kind of what I want to outline.
Well, here. I mean, really, if you look at all these results, they're all kind of expected. I mean, maybe Finland giving up 4 goals wasn't expected, but I mean,
well, they scored 8, so
yeah. But this is why Niemi should start and not be third string for Finland. No bias as a Sharks fan there, but anyways, I mean, you know,
well,
expect Finland
as a Coyotes fan, I'm not going to say that Smith should start over Luongo or Price.
But
so.
Anyways, I mean, you expected Finland to win, you expected Russia to win, you expect Canada to win, Sweden to win, U.S. to win. I mean, it's nothing really shocking happened,
no,
I think, in the first
Yeah,
games.
And that's why I said this article was just like, why are you making this assertion? But we'll move on. You know, we've got a couple more Olympics.
I just can't wait
about.
Till we get a piece of Canada after last Winter Olympics.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the headline games. And, you know, even any team Russia plays, because that's who the home crowd's pulling for. And watching a home broadcast to me is so fun. But moving on, we'll talk women's U.S. hockey, because I actually think the women's team has a better chance at winning a gold than the men's team, and that is even considering the loss to Canada that USA had. To me, the women's team still has a chance to get a gold medal despite losing this. They have to win out, of course, but either way, they, you know, just a quick recap of the women's U.S. hockey slate so far in the Olympics. Their first game, they beat Finland 3-1. Their second game, they beat Switzerland 8-0. And then, like I already said, the USA lost to Canada 3-2. But it was on a kind of a controversial goal call. The whistle was blown, and then the puck goes into the net. They didn't review it at all. It was kind of sketchy, but it doesn't matter. You know, you gotta capitalize on your chances and, you know, put stuff like that behind you. But yeah, just that's all I really have to say about that. I mean, yeah. It's another hockey story we should pay attention to.
I mean,
to.
We're gonna get it. Yeah, you can go ahead, Maggie.
Yeah, sorry. They're likely to, you know, play each other again somewhere in the tournament.
Well, it'll be the gold medal game if they play each
exactly.
other again.
So, you know, it'll...
Really, that game was just...
Revenge can be had.
It was just an exhibition. We're going to get a piece of them again. I mean, it was just good practice.
Yeah, and these are the two teams that are just... There's everyone else, and then there's these two teams.
Right.
You know, like you're saying, this isn't really that big of a deal, just because they'll be able to play again. So, but moving on, like I said, I kind of want to open the discussion to not just hockey, but Olympics in general. So, you know, just the question I guess I have for you guys is, have you been watching the Olympics? And if so, what has it been? We'll start with you,
well,
Billy.
First of all, I have a fascination with speed skating, and not because, you know, it's exciting to watch, which it is, and you have like Apollo and winning all those gold medals, but it's because the amount of times these people crash is really exciting to me. And I think Australia in 2002, when the first I've ever watched, the guy won a 1,000-meter event, Stephen Bradbury for Australia, their only gold medal in Winter Olympics history that I know of, because everyone else in front of them crashed. So last, I don't know if it was this morning, I think. I guess it was this morning then. Lee, last name I can't pronounce for China, was in last place of a four-person woman's short track 500-meter, and pretty decently far behind him. And the three people in front of her all crashed. She ended up winning the gold medal. So these are always my favorite, because they're the accidental, you probably, you know, didn't really earn it, but you get it anyways for not falling.
You get a medal for showing up. I could dig it. What have you been watching, Maggie?
Well, I've been watching the luge, and I mentioned it last time, I think, but essentially there is an Olympian from my hometown back in Connecticut, and his father and him went on the Today Show And they were on national television in front of everyone. And his dad decided to, you know, let the camera workers know that his son was very single, and that he hoped that he would find a date from all this. Then went on to say that he's really shy, you have to reach out to him. Now, as a result of this, on national television, his Twitter account has now become public from so many people following him. His Facebook has shut down, you can't friend him, it's gone public and is verified with that little check. And his dad just blatantly embarrassed him, and, you know, you have these, like, creepy girls from Nebraska asking him to prom, and it's just the funniest story.
But what does it have to do with the Olympics?
Well, he finished, because he's doing the luge, and he finished 22nd overall, which he's only 18, so he's going to be in the next Olympic cycle as well. But I think it was funny to watch, and it ties in that whole pop culture thing of the Olympics, which is a big part of it, you know.
Well, and like even, you know, I was poking fun, but no, for a lot of these athletes, it doesn't really matter where they finish. They get a chance to go. And I mean, I know there's a competitive sense inside all of them that they want to win. But for a lot of them, just showing up is the biggest, just a chance to represent your country, you know, and that's just the biggest blessing upon
itself. These five-star, yeah, you know, rooms they get to go to in bathrooms that don't have stuck doors.
Okay, did you hear about them using a cruise ship?
That's the media rooms, I think. That's not the actual athletes.
Oh, there's
rooms.
A guy who got stuck in the
bobsledder. Oh, yeah, there's a bobsledder.
He got stuck in the bathroom, had to break his way out like Hulk style. And then he and his teammates got stuck in the elevator later on.
Did you hear about them using a cruise ship to have people stay in just because they had run out of hotel rooms and wanted to have somewhat nice accommodations?
I did not know.
Yeah, they have a ship.
Admittedly, I haven't been paying attention to that because I do, like I've kind of said in shows past, I do think this is kind of a media angle that people are really exploiting.
Oh, yeah. One of the best things about the Olympics, though, is outside of the sports, you hear all these little funny little stories about these athletes that we don't normally pay attention
right.
to. So,
and yeah. I just think being in the Olympic Village would be just like the chillest thing in the entire world.
I can't say it on air, but it's not.
Really?
I know what you're talking about, Seth, but I'm with you.
Yeah, no, it's not a chill place. There's a lot of
stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on. But either way, before we go to a break, I do wanna tell you guys what I've been watching, and I've been watching a lot of everything, to be quite honest.
What a great answer, Seth.
A little bit of that.
Not so one up you guys, but I'm pretty much a big deal when it comes to Winter Olympic watching.
Well, we just got a quick shout, though. U.S. is second place right now in medals, so. USA! USA!
That's what you get when you sweep a lot of the snowboarding.
Yes.
Yeah. Women's snowboarding, you know, they're doing us good. They're getting, like, I think in the two slope style events, the slope style and the half pipe, women's snowboarding, all gold, you know, right. Or all the medals. The podium is American, right?
Sean White let us down, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
he got a little unlucky, though. He had the best run overall.
So the fact that you can go and just, I would fall on my face. So props to them.
I don't know. Sean White is still must-watch TV. You see how much air everyone else gets, and then you watch Sean White get like 3 meters higher than them.
Plus, I like his hair, just throwing that out there.
He still had, like I said, he had the best run, though. So even though he didn't get the gold. Of course, Americans still got the gold, so I guess that's really all that matters.
I think we just set the bar high for him.
In the slope style, they did. But in the,
I thought in halfpipe we did, too.
No, in halfpipe, it was a Swiss guy. It was iPod, or, you know, iPod Znesensky or something.
I think he's Swiss.
I know that Brooks knows who it is, but he's not looking at us.
It's okay. But love you anyway, bro.
No, it was not. The half pipe was not won by an American, but slope style was Sage Kotzenberg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's Iori Padoshevich.
What's the country?
Swiss, you're right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting to be right. I've been watching a lot of that. But as I kind of said at the beginning of this segment, I've fallen in love with figure skating for whatever reason.
It was your real dream as a kid.
Yeah, it was my real dream as a kid. It's just, there's a lot of respect I have for just what those athletes are able to do. I can barely skate, much less do jumps and spins. And Eric is like, you know, one up in us being a hockey player. He can, oh no, he's not skating. You just do walk. Everyone else has skates. You have boots. Yeah, he's got a big grin right now.
He's a little injured at the moment.
He's a little sheepish. Oh, I guess that's why there's the broken foot, right? Because you can't skate?
No spins. I don't do spins.
Oh, you don't do spins.
Too dizzy. Did you see the hockey dome actually lights up with the score of the teams, and it flashes every time it scores and shows you what two teams are playing and the exact score underneath it? It's pretty cool.
Are you sure that's not a graphic?
No, it's a legitimate thing.
Because I know it.
The roof has LED lights.
I did see a couple reports saying that, so.
That's interesting, but.
I'll show you it.
But, you know, again, I could talk Olympics all day, but we don't got all day. We got a couple other segments to go to. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about the best thing about sports, and that's the fans. Maybe not necessarily in a good light.
So you're saying we are the best.
Yeah, okay, we're the best part of sports.
Self-promoting.
We fill the stands, but keep it tuned to the student section here on 90.7.